welcome to Retro Wars, where each week, me and a friend talk about the video games we used to play back when we were kids. This is episode 113, and I'm talking Wonder Boy in Monster World, which was released for the Sega Mega Drive. Now, it's one of those games I'd never played before. I hadn't played any of the Wonder Boy games, whether it be on the Mega Drive or the Master System. I know there have been remakes since on the PlayStation, but I hadn't played it, and I was asked to play it by our guest, Raging Demon, from the Command List podcast, who said, give it a go, you might like it. Now, I had just come off playing Breath of Fire, and we all know where I stand on Breath of Fire. So I needed a bit of a palate cleanser, I needed something to cheer me up, to make me happy, to think, let's put that crap behind me, and let's go on to pastures new. Was this the game to do so? No. It really wasn't. And it infuriated me, to be honest. I don't know what my guests like to do. I like it when they come to me with nice games, and games that make me happy. This was not one of them. This brings me much sadness. I was going to try and do that in a Japanese voice, if what, now I'm going to butcher that and someone's going to try and cancel me. But it did, it brought me much sadness. It really did. Now, Raging Demon loves it, so he was like, I can't see what your problems are. Oh, you'll find out what those problems are. I know I'm just basically spoiling it already, but I don't care. I don't like this game. It's like when we get to Breath of Fire 2. I don't like that game. There's plenty of games on this list that I don't like. You look at this backlog. There are some games I love on this backlog, and there are some games I absolutely loathe. And this is one of them, unfortunately. And if you like this, you're gonna hate me. But let's be honest, right? If you like it, stay, because Raging Demon is your supporter. If you hate it, then great, you're on my side. Let's just see it like that. Now, if you want to stay for that and you just want to go straight to it, just go half an hour or so down the track and you will get to it. But please stay, we try and have a bit of fun. We have some games, we can talk about the news. And yeah, just see what happens. So we're going to get the plugs out of the way first. That is the first thing we need to do. Do you want to support the show? Wherever you listen to this, please give it a 5-star review. It takes you a second. Tell me I'm great, tell me I'm crap. And whenever you see the show come up on your socials, please give it a share. If you want to, also support the channel on YouTube, where we are there on Retro Wars. And each month, a retrospective of all our favourite games are going to be on there. Please help the channel just by going over, subscribing, liking, and commenting on any new videos. Again, it'll take you a minute or so. We're nearly at 1,000 subs, and the latest video is up at Pokemon Gold, Silver, and Crystal. If you want to support the show financially, you can do on patreon.com/RetroWars, where for $1 each month, you get access to your own show called DLC. This could be top 10s, modern-day game reviews, and gaming events. As a bit of a sneak peek, this is episode 82, where I am talking, yes I am, about Tifa's boobs. Now, going back to what I was saying about box art and, you know, sex sells, sex does attract us to things, but if the game's crap, it's not going to do well. It's not going to get reviewed well. Like, your Stellar Blade so far is, again, the one that's being pushed forward, and that is being, from its demo, it's been reviewed quite well. But if the game was total arse, then we wouldn't buy it. No one would buy it. And then it'd just be kind of there, and no one would play it. And that was DLC episode 82. Now, for episode 83, I'm probably going to do that list. We did it prior, I think it was episode 50, where I talked about the first 50 games that I'd done and ranked them. I'm probably going to do that for the next 49. So from episode 51 to episode 99, because we all know episode 100. Episode 100, if you don't know, is Final Fantasy VII. It's easily topping it, isn't it? Of course it is. So there's no point doing episodes 51 to episode 100 because we know which wins. So I'm going to do episodes 51 to episodes 59 and rank those. So which one of them do I think is the best and which one of them I think is the worst? I'll let you know now. The bounce is in that list. Guess where that's going to be? Guess where that's bloody going to be? Either way, it's not going to be high, put it like that. Now, to let you know that 5% of all the Patreon fund will be going to a UK charity called Get Well Gamers, and they provide games and consoles to 150 children's wards across the UK. Now, if you want to donate any games directly, the link is in the description below, and they'll really appreciate it. And when we get over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, 5% of any revenue donated on there will also be going to the charity. Now, what else do you get for your money? You get access to our own Discord, where we chat nonsense most of the time, or about Mr. MG's balls. Yes, people get their own channel to talk about their balls. I don't know why it gets allowed, but apparently it does. You get the chance to message me one-on-one, take part in all our shows of 16 Bits of Nonsense, Survive or Die, DLC, or comment on our Game of the Week, and I probably won't be able to pronounce your names. Right, that's done. Let's get to our first section, which we call 16 Bits of Nonsense. So 16 Bits of Nonsense is our letter section where you guys on Patreon can ask me pretty much whatever you want. Captain N says, rickety rappity, oh fuck, he does this and I can't get it, I balls it up straight away. Ricky rapping Dickie Danny, there we go, got it the third time. Let's say you are finishing your set at the gym, new personal record on the squat rack, nice. Anyways, you head to the shower and lo and behold, there stands Kratos, soaked up and naked. What? Where is this going? How big would you say his penis is, inches and centimetres? Well, that doesn't make sense. You can't have inches and centimetres. It's either inches or centimetres. Come on, people. Know your metrics. I'm going to go with inches. That's probably the easy way of doing it. How... Here's an image, isn't it? You walk in, there's just Kratos. All right, mate, yeah. He's sitting there looking at me with a... To be honest, I wouldn't even... If I even could sense... Not that I can sense presences, but I even saw Kratos in there. Like, how big's the guy, for God's sake? It'd terrify me. I would go in there. My willy would go right up there and go, and it'd be gone. It's never coming out again after seeing Kratos because he'd put me to such shame. I don't care. His penis is like, that's it. It just literally, it's like him putting his axe down. That's what it is. It's going to be huge. I'm, because he's asked. He's asked. This is the type of show you get here. He's asked. I'm going to say it's about, 7-8 inches just... all the time, and well, you know, from the off, and then when it's ready to go, that is going to be monstrous. That is going to be, they talk about it in legend, it could destroy valleys with just a single flick. I'm going to say like 19 inches, like, wah-ha! It rose from the heavens. Fuck me. You know what? The funny thing is that I'm going to pick the wife up in about an hour or so from the airport, which I'm so happy about. And this is the... I don't tell her this sort of stuff. Could you imagine? Oh, what was the pay? What was the show like today? Yeah, it was good, yeah. Talk about anything interesting? Yeah, yeah, Kratos' penis. Just a penis. If anyone asks, you want to promote this show, this is what we talk about here at Retro Awards. It's great. Raging Demon. Following up civilian N's question, oh, for fuck's sake, where are you going with this? As I'm being derivative, how much does Kratos weigh? Kilograms, pounds, and stone. Fuck off. You're even worse, Raging Demon. You know it's what we're in. We're in stone. You know, I work in stone normally. The Aussies and Americans work in kilos, don't they? So pounds and stone is the same thing, all right? It's the same metric. Kilograms is your separate one. Do I have to educate you people? Stupid Canadians and stupid Australians. You're all thick. I'm going to say Kratos weighs. I'm going to go with pounds. I'm going to say he's like Rock level. The Rock was about 200 and... I think The Rock was like 270 pounds at WrestleMania just recently. So I'm going to go with about that. Someone can Wikipedia me and tell me I'm wrong or right. I'm going to go with... The Rock's just muscle at that point. He's ridiculous. So I'm going to go with... 270 pounds. That's what I'm going with. I don't know what that is in stone. Really don't. Down a day. Sorry. Hopefully that's all we're getting off for penis jokes and weighing. I just don't. Stop it. Dave McGee says, Dan, hi. I'm sitting here at work on a night shift wondering myself, does Dan do what Danny don't does? Yes. Fucking get in. This is what keeps me up at night. Does Dan do what want... Oh, fuck, I can't even say it. I'm trying to say it properly. I have no idea. Stop, you bastards, giving me tongue twisters. You're all... You know, you do know I'm all dyslexic. I'm not taking the piss. I am dyslexic, so... Well, minor. But either way, you're all horrible. It's bullying. This is... You're bullying someone with dyslexia and anxiety and depression. You're all horrible people. That's what... You're all horrible people. Oh, I am... Poor Dave McGee, why are you wondering about these questions? What are you doing? You should be doing your job. That's what you should be doing. Not on Patreon. not wondering to yourself what I'm up to or what I'm not doing. Get on with your job, you bitch. Chris Copleen says, Chuck sat and smut dud. Sorry I missed last week. I was fighting my colonial past on a search for truth. Speaking of reclaiming the past and bringing it to another country, I have seen a Zitter post recently, or like that, a Zitter post recently stating that some major Japanese retro gaming stores are having issues keeping inventory due to tourists raiding them. What's your take on this? Is it alright for tourists to buy a back catalogue of memories that were unique to your country? Yeah, I've got no problem with it. Actually no problem with it at all. Like, I get what the people may look at that and go, oh no, stick to your country. No. At the end of the day, if you want it, go get it. It's there. If you're not going to buy it, then what's the harm of somebody else buying it? At the end of the day, that shop will be happy. That shop shouldn't give a shit who they're selling it to. As long as they're making money, they're fine. Like, reading this question is quite funny because I posted on Twitter, Zitter, the other day. That's what it should remain. It should remain Zitter, right? Refer to it as Zitter from now on, please. On Zitter, I actually put a picture up of Dragon Quest III. I bought that on the Game Boy Color. And I was very happy. I don't know Japanese. It cost me $25. The wife doesn't know. Either way, it was cool. And I've played Dragon Quest III, but I played it on the Super Nintendo. I did not play the Game Boy version, but I was like, this is cool. And I've actually told my auntie, and again, this went up on Zitter the other day. I think it went up today. I told her, because she said she's going to Japan shortly with my uncle. And they said, oh, do you want us to pick up anything if you go? Because they know how much of a gamer I am. And I messaged him and said, this. And it's a Super Nintendo version of Dragon Quest III in Japanese or a Final Fantasy game. And I don't think that's a problem. I really don't. At the end of the day, gaming is for everybody. If you want to keep it to just your country, then, well, unlucky, because the world is unique. The world is connected. You know, you can go to eBay. I can go to Amazon right now and just on eBay and start buying Japanese stuff left, right, center. I don't think that's a problem. I really don't think it's a problem. And some people like the artwork. Like, I've got Japanese Pokemon cards. It's just one of those things. And isn't that the same thing if, like, a Japanese person came over to America or, you know, an English-speaking country and bought their game? Are we going to get pissed off because they bought our version of the game? No. At the end of the day, selling a game is selling a game. If they want that game, cool. I really don't see a problem with it. I honestly not bat an eyelid with it. You want to go get the Spanish version of it? If there was one, go get it. You want to get the African version? Go get it. At the end of the day, as long as you're putting money back into the economy, great. That's all I care about. That's fine by me. Storm Beagle says, Danny, seems like you've been collecting a little bit, especially for the GameCube. What is a game you're in the lookout for currently? Okay, I've been collecting. That's a stretch. I've basically said, right, these games are affordable, and we'll keep it as that. Because you can go into the stupid territory. And I don't want to go into the stupid territory. Like, I want to play, I think it's Pokemon The Shadow, or Colosseum of Shadow, or whatever it's called. I think it's XD, the second one. That's stupid money. I'm never getting that. I think I've got most of the games I want for the GameCube. I can't really think of other ones that I'm looking at going, oh, I think I want a copy of that. I think I have everything now. Like, I recently got Mario Sunshine for like $50, and I think that'll probably do me. It really, I think I'm kind of set for the current moment, because I've got enough games to review. Like, I can't wait to crack down and do Catwoman. That's going to be freaking awesome. But I've got enough games to keep me busy. God, Keith, if you listen to this from the main quest, I'm sorry. I need to get back on. I need to even start. Beautiful Joe, I'm sorry. I know I'm a bad person. But if you're asking what game I'm looking for more specifically to play, I think that would be the Fire Emblem game that came out for the GameCube. And I know someone who's got it. I know, not Adam from Remember the Game, because he bought it. And I was like, oh my God, can I borrow it? But there's a guy who's just joined our football team recently and called Nathan. And he said he's got it. I was like, what? And he's going to let me borrow it. I was like, So, Nathan, if you're listening, I'm coming around to your house soon. I'm going to pinch it. And you're not getting it back, mine. So yeah, that's the game I want to play the most. Looking for, without getting the catalog in front of me, I can't think. But there probably will be something at some point that I'll go, ooh, that would look quite good. But yeah, we'll wait and see what comes out in the future. But thank you for your question, guys. I do love it when they come out there. It's great. The more I get, the merrier. All right, let's move on to the news, shall we? Which we call Play Switch Box Erect. Play Switch Box Erect is our new section, and we've got a lot to talk about today. Now, this I found out just as I put the show out, that Sonic 3 has added another voice actor to the role, and it's Keanu Reeves, of all people, is playing Shadow the Hedgehog. Holy shit! That is perfect. This is well done. Well done. We all know Shadow has guns, and to pair him with John Wick is... it's an instant banger. This film is going to be amazing. This film has to reference. They know what they're doing. This film has to reference John Wick at some point, or do something John Wick-y. It has to. It's too on the nose not to. And I kind of think if Knuckles is going to get a spin-off, Shadow's going to get one as well. There is no way they will pass up, Paramount will pass up the opportunity to go, hang on, the John Wick films are awesome. Everything Keanu Reeves seems to touch is awesome. Can we get something with Shadow in? It'll happen. This film's going to be freaking awesome. I cannot wait to take my daughter to this. Because she's at that age now where she really can start watching these films. Like, I took her to Mario and she was fine with it. So when Sonic 3 comes out, she'll be all prime ready for that. Like, I'm not going to take her to Deadpool Wolverine. Behave. But she will love this. So looking really forward to that. That's a fantastic casting. And if it is, once again, Jim Carrey's last role, then what a way to go out for me. Awesome. Well, not, you know what I mean? Not, I'm not going out of the cinema. Call the police back. I'm not going to take myself. God, yeah, imagine that. Ugh, hate people do that, twats. Either way, I'm going on a bit of a tangent. Talk about the cinemas. Jack Black has seemingly confirmed he is playing Steve in the Minecraft movie, which I thought was quite cool. I think we knew Jack Black was going to be in it, but he's basically shown this a picture of Steve posted on his door. So, yeah, he's basically going to be Steve. There's no way. He had a little smirk at the end of the video. He's definitely playing Steve. That makes complete sense because his voice is so iconic. When you think it'll be a role similar to Po from Kung Fu Panda, that's how I think he's going to take it. It's not going to be like Bowser, nothing like that, because Bowser was the antagonist. I think it's going to be more like a post-op character, like he hasn't got a clue what's going on, and he basically is the chosen one, blah, 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 blah. That's what I think this film's going to be, and I think it'll work fantastically. I think I don't like Minecraft in the sense of I don't want to get into it, and I don't see the appeal of it. Will I take my daughter to see it? Probably. I'll need an afternoon, and I imagine it's going to be funny as anything, so I won't just, you know, cut my nose off to spite my own face. If it's a funny film, it looks funny, I'll go see it. I won't get any of the jokes in the sense of all the little wink, wink, nod, nods. I won't get any of them. But, like, unless it was a Sonic movie, I'd get all them. I did in the previous two. I'm not going to get it here, but don't care. I'm still going to enjoy myself. Talking about who is not going to enjoy themselves. Apple and, oh, no, sorry, Nintendo are not going to enjoy themselves. Because Apple now have a game emulator on the App Store called Delta. And it is a Nintendo emulator. And Apple are like, yep, it's all good. Not a problem. Nothing wrong with this. Nintendo are going to be pissed. Because the thing is, yeah, it's not breaching any copyright. It's not doing anything wrong. Yeah, it's an emulator. But Delta isn't saying, yay, we've got games on here. No, it's just the platform. You go get the games. You're the one who's put... Oh, it's like, oh, shit. Oh, they put it in there. I didn't do anything. I didn't get the game. I didn't put it in there. I just run it. If they want to use me for illegal activities, that's not a problem. So, Nintendo hate emulation, you know that. Like, if they saw, like, a small child in a third world country emulating, they'd go over there and rip their shit out. They take out all the water from the village and say, nope, that's because you emulated, like, I don't know, believe Super Mario on Super Nintendo. They come out, that's it. Nintendo do not give a shit. Those lawyers are freaking assassins, that's what they are. So I can't see this being the end of it. I can see Nintendo getting a little bit pissed off and trying to do some shit in the future. Wait and see. It's a very, very tricky one, that, isn't it? Emulators, because, yeah, they're not. There's no illegal content on there, but then they do run illegal content. I think Nintendo have to come to a stage where we all know emulation's there. Emulation is a thing. It's been around for donkey's years, and more people are getting into the idea of emulation. And I just think, I keep banging on about this. I have done for a long time. If Nintendo just give us the games, I know they're starting to give us it in drip feed, but if they were to just make a platform where we can buy a game for like £2, £3, whatever, right? Here's Super Metroid. Let's say, I know we can play that for free. I know that, but here's an argument's sake. You can say, there's Super Metroid. You can download that for $5. I'd be like, okay, great. Here's, I'm trying to think of a random game, which we haven't. I was going to say Metro. Okay, Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. If they said, okay, that's now available, you can download it for $5, I go, yeah, there you go, straight away. Wouldn't even bat an eyelid. I'd just give them it. And I think Nintendo could do that. They just won't. I don't understand why, because it's free money. But Nintendo have their reasons, and Nintendo is Nintendo. Now, someone who is obviously batting an eyelid, it's upsetting me, though. An Elden Ring player has beaten the game with Morse code. For fuck's sake. Again, I still haven't beat that game. How the fuck? This guy called Scythler managed to beat the Elden Beast using Morse code and pressing a single button. If you don't know what Morse code is, then you really need to, you know, basically get on your history. It's a series of dots and dashes that they used to use back in the day to communicate messages. Holy shit. How do you beat a game through Morse fucking code? There are so many questions. One, but how? Oh my god, how in the world? Like, I'm not going into the in-depth of this because I'll be here all day, but how? I should also say, if you can hear my neighbours next door, sorry, nothing to do about that. But how, I don't understand. I've got no idea what's going on. It's, you know when you look at yourself and you go, you are really shit at video games? This is one of those days, like when a guy is using Morse code and you can't even finish it. Christ, I need to reevaluate my life, I think, to be honest. Someone who might want to reevaluate their lives and do, well, in a positive way, Fallout. Yes, they are doing very well. Ever since the game, the TV show has come out and has been a massive hit, the games have gone flying through the roof. Numbers for Fallout 4, 76, and New Vegas have shown a huge increase. So this is going on Steam's daily active users. So this was about 2 weeks ago, before and after the show aired. Fallout 4 moved from 63rd to 4th, 76 moved from 54th to 7th, and New Vegas went from 83rd to 10th. Yeah, now, I can't see that happening if the show was crap, because people were like, oh, you just ruined Fallout. But make good stuff, it's good for the franchise. Same with Halo, you balls that up. What if the Halo series was good? People might actually want to do it. Just stick to your source code. But well done, Fallout. I've not seen it. I probably should give that a go, but apparently an animal dies. Which makes me think, yeah, the wife's not going to watch that if an animal dies. She's not big on that sort of thing. She can't look past it. So I don't know. She didn't want to watch John Wick 1 because a puppy died, for God's sake. I had to skip that bit. The main bit while he does it, I had to skip it, for God's sake. Talk about skipping killing anybody. A Call of Duty player was able to reach 10th prestige without killing anybody. So that's basically the highest you get, one of the highest levels, I think it is. Either way, they played 486 games for 3 days. 3 days, 3 hours and 17 minutes. And they didn't kill anybody. They didn't kill anyone, which is insane, right? But at the same time, they earned a win ratio of 3.19. So they, for every 3.19 games they won, that's what they lost. That's insane. That's insane. Which is every game they lost, they won 3.19% of the time. Times the time. You know what I mean? Shut up. Either way, that's incredible. So they must just run around the whole time. We'll just hide in hidey hole. So stupid. It's an achievement. Like, what was that film that Andrew Garfield did where he said, I want to be on a battlefield, but I'm not going to kill anyone. Is this that sort of thing? I want to be a medic. This guy's probably the medic. War doesn't have to be death. There can be life. There can be a blessing on the battlefield, and this is the man. Why? It's crazy, people. That's like saying, I beat Pokemon without fighting. Oh, people are weird. And our final story. Now, this isn't a nice one. I don't like this. A Ready or Not developer and Void Interactive have confirmed they were hacked. They were hacked and they had their source code stolen. I don't like that. So this is a tactical first-person shooter game and they've been hacked. Luckily, no player data or staff's data was stolen. So that's one thing. But they basically said, the developers, that they got hacked, the source code's gone, and the screenshots to upcoming projects. So that's shit. So, some source code, I apologise, but I just hope that they're not going to try and blackmail them, because people do. They've had this before. We've talked about this in the show, where people will get in there and they'll then have the source code, and when they've got it, they will blackmail people, or they'll release it on the internet. I think that's dog shit behaviour. I really do. I'm glad that no player data or staff data was stolen, because obviously it's people's identity and personal information. But either way, fuck you if you do that. I can't sit there and go, oh yeah, that's great. Absolute twats, anyone who does that. If you said to me you're a hacker and this is what you're doing it for, I know the idea of hacking could be fun for some people, but to do stuff like that with no remorse from the sound, fuck you. Get stuffed. Stick it up your arse, basically. Honestly, stick your intentions right up your arse. So I hope that gets sorted and it doesn't affect the game's release or anything like that, or they don't get blackmailed, because that is shitty behaviour if you do. Really is. All right. Now, before we go into Stick It Up Your Jinjo, I was having a little thought about this. Because often I've been ranting about this stuff, you know, basically companies coming in, wrecking our games, and it's a bit like, oh shit, I don't like this, what are you doing, stop doing this. This led to the DLC episode of Tifa's Boobs. And I've decided to make, it's going to be not a consistent, it'll be if it happens, new section of the show, where I'm just going to talk about these certain issues. So that it's not seeping into the news, because I don't want the news to be doom and gloom all the time. So if this sort of thing happens, I'll bring this section back. So this is going to be the first introduction of our new section, which we call Stop Ruining Our Games. Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know where that sound effect comes from, anyone seen the scene when this Donald Trump gets announced as the first president and this girl just goes, nah! It made me laugh every time. Every time I see that, it makes me chuckle inside. Okay, so this is what I'm going to talk about, where basically games are being ruined because of all this, you know, identity politics, bollocks. There we go. Shut up. Struggling with words here. And there's one story to talk about, and that is Pokemon Go. Now, for those who don't know, Pokemon Go is a mobile phone game which is hugely successful for a lot of people. They love it, they play, they go catch Pokemon out in the wild. It's the best of its type. I think it's the only one that would ever work as it, you know, AR sort of thing. It's fantastic if you like that sort of thing. It does exactly what it says in the tin. However, a recent update has changed everyone's avatars, and people are pissed. And what I mean by that is they wanted, or the Nintendic basically said, we're going to make it that the avatars are more realistic, so you look more like yourself. Yet what they've done, they've removed gender. So there is now no male or female option. There is only body types, whether you can change your body types, you know, small, big, whatever, be fat, be small, whatever. But all the females characters and who looked like athletic as build have now had their hips widened, stomachs widened, and they look stupid. And the men have had their portions changed. And everyone looks like they're sitting on top of a traffic cone. It's horrific. Like, it's absolutely appalling. And loads of people have said, you've wrecked my game. This is an avatar I spent money on. This is an avatar I spent loads of time on trying to get these items. And now I look like an absolute freak. And a lot of people have said they're going to download, not deregister it, you know what I mean? Get rid of the application. And delete the app, delete the application, uninstall the application until they sort this shit out. I don't blame them. This is their money. This is what you spend your money and time on. And for them to go, no, we're actually removing gender because we want to be inclusive. That's what it is. They want to be inclusive. However, I keep saying this, it's 99% of the population are male, female. Great if you want to be inclusive, but have another option. Or change it that you can have it in such a way that's not going to affect the other characters. Like, you can still have those body types, just make it, you know, if you want to have your hips wider, you can have an option to have your hips wider. But don't make it so you change everybody's avatars, and now they all look stupid. Like, to remove gender, I think, is absolutely insane in itself. And literally, someone's going to have a word, because the Japanese, apparently, on Zitter, were laughing their heads off and saying this is ridiculous, because they don't buy into all that. Again, I'm all with inclusivity. I've gone over this many times. I just don't think this is the way to do it. I think this is an appalling way of dragging people kicking and screaming and saying, if you say anything, you're a bigot. I think it's absolutely shocking. And remember, Pokemon Go is a huge game. It rules that market by a country landslide. This is a way to fuck your game up. You literally, if they don't sort this out, people will stop playing this game. And you'll be like, what the fuck? And it's, remember, this is Nintendo on the stock market. So you fuck this up, your shares will fall. I know they're on the stock market because I was going to invest 20 grand in them. But I said, I better not do that, because I knew what was going to happen with Pokemon Go when it came out. And I said to my wife, and she rightly, you know, rightly or wrongly, said, you can't invest £20,000 in Pokemon. That's our life savings. And then what happened? It doubled. The share price doubled, which I fucking knew would happen. But yeah, that'd be a stupid thing to do, a gamble to take, and I'm not that stupid. Well, I am stupid, I'm not that stupid. But either way, this is gonna affect shares because the negativity all over this. Like, for fuck's sake, even Kotaku are against this, but they're not against it for the inclusivity stuff. No, they're against it because you look like a traffic cone and features look stupid. Let's just wait and see if they reverse this. I just don't know what's going on behind the scenes in Niantic. This isn't the Pokemon company, it's in Niantic, so it'd be interesting to see what's going on and what happens going forward. So that's the only version I've got for Stop Running Our Games this week. Maybe there might be one next week. We'll wait and see. But that's it. So, okay, that's going to be the section. Let's get in to our usual section we bring in now, which is called Stick It Uppy Jinjo. So Stick It Uppy Jinjo is where I go on Facebook and other platforms and ask you guys, what has been your gaming frustration for the week? What has been your gaming achievement for the week? Now, I've got a good few answers. Now, if you don't hear your answers this week, don't worry. I cover them over, so they will be over. They'll carry over to next week. So a few answers, and two of them are around Castlevania, which I thought was quite good. Bert Herthnerth. Is that your real name? Bert Herthnerth? I can't... Bert Herthnerth. Listen to me not be able to pronounce things. So Bert Herthnerth, I butchered that. I don't really consider anything post-90s retro, but I want to spotlight 2001's Castlevania Circle of the Moon within the Castlevania Advance Collection bundle. I've been playing video games since 1987, and there are very few games that may be nauseous, giving me a headache, etc. But there is something seriously wrong with how the game is ported from GBA to PS regarding the game screen scrolling. The back of my eyes start feeling tight and a headache comes on after 15 minutes every time I try and play. Does anyone else have a similar experience with this specific title? Don't know. I think I played Circle in the GBA, so I couldn't tell you if it's that or whether it is the PlayStation version, so I couldn't tell you. But that shit, if it's making you sick, I do have an example of that. And it got brought to my attention actually by one of our guests. They said about Sonic 3D Blast, and that made me as sick as a dog when I was a kid. Frick me, that was sick as a dog. Finished it in one day, and my eyes could not manage using 3D. It's like with also the VR headsets. I can't play that for too long. I get sick so quickly. Nah, bleh, disgraceful. Bleh. So Bert Herthnerth, did I get it right then? I hope it's just the issue of the PlayStation version, nothing else. And Brian Fitzgerald, that's easy to say, isn't it? Super Castlevania, I've died about 20 times on level 9-1. Finally crawled my way to 9-2. It's been about 6 weeks to reach that point. Jesus Christ. 6 weeks. You save states. I didn't say that. What? No, do it legitimately. Jesus. 20 times. Hang on. I suppose if you're doing it legitimately, yeah, I can understand why it's taking you 20 times over 6 weeks rather than 20 times in the save state, like 10 minutes. You know, that's me. I cheat. Oh, Brian. And you've not even finished the game yet. Oh, it's a great game. Super Castlevania 4 is a great game. I wish you can finish it. I really could. Let me know if you do finish it, though. Brian Balock. Borlock? Brian Balalock. He's just put cable management count. I've completely understood that. So, in my new house, I have now got all these consoles. I've made this little gaming area. So what I'm doing, I'm just pulling out all the cables. I'm not having any of that management. I'm just basically wrapping them up. When I need them, I put them in. When I don't, I take them out. I'm just doing it like that. That's the thing. Literally, that's what I'm doing it. Because otherwise, it's going to be a mess. And I'm going to get told off. And I'm going to get shouted out by the wife. Or probably I'll shoot the dog. I just won't do it. It's not going to happen. And finally, Jesse Newsom. Jesse Newsham says, not really rage, but deciding what to play is a challenge in itself. Yes, 100% I'm with you on that. I have that all the time. Like I had on Sunday, the day to myself. I know I've been on my own for 4.5 weeks, but I've been trying to move house for all that time. It's a fucking pain in the arse. So to actually have a Sunday go, oh, I've got nothing to do. What am I going to do? I was quite, and it was quite nice, actually. I made a YouTube video and played some Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. So it was great fun. But it took me a while to go, And the dogs look at me as if, like, walk me, you bastard. But I was like, no, on a game. Sod you. No, I did take him for a walk. Come on, Patty boy. He's lying behind me now. He's got no idea. Patty boy, side note, he's got no idea in a few hours' time. Well, he's going to be in the laundry in a few hours' time. He's got no idea in a few hours his mummy and his sister Hiccups are going to be coming back from the UK. They're going to be landing and they're going to be here. He's going to lose his shit. His fucking mind. And as a side note, that's the end of Sticking Up Your Ginger. Thank you very much for all your contributions. As I said, I will carry them over for next week, so please don't be upset if you haven't heard it this week. All right, let's move into our final section, our final little game, which we call Survive or Die.
Hey, listen!
So Survive or Die is our final Patreon show, where each week we get two characters, games, franchises, could be anything, and we have them knelt before Mr. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who is standing there, armed with Shao Kahn's hammer, dressed in the Earthworm Jim power suit. And we ask the question, which one of them should die, and which one of them should survive? Now, considering we are talking about Wonder Boy, who is called Wonder Boy, I thought, well, who can we compare him to? Now, I went to the original Wonder Boy, where he's like a caveman, and I compared him to someone I've been trying to goddamn think of for ages from a game. I was like, my cousin had that one as a kid, and I could never remember what he was called. And his name is Higgins. His name is Higgins. From thinking it's Super Adventure, something like that, Super Adventure Land. I kept thinking it was Mario because he's had like a red hat on. Either way, I've finally found out there's going to be an episode of that one day. His name is Higgins. They both look very similar. But I'm asking the question, who should survive and who should die? Should it be Higgins or should it be Wonder Boy? Which one of them is going to live to fight another day? Let's get some of your answers. Captain N says, who, what? Grass skirt, axe holding guy versus guy holding an axe wearing a grass skirt? Oh, I like what you did there. And I got it right as well. I choose the grass skirted fella to die. The axe holding one can live. Fuck you, Captain N. You bastard. You had me at one point, but now you've ruined it. Because they look exactly the fucking same. It's ridiculous. God's sake. Dave McGee says, this is easy. There is no Higgins without Wonder Boy. Higgins dies. Yes, true. Higgins did come after Wonder Boy, so a bit of a copy. Raging Demon says, Adventure Island is actually the knockoff, so Higgins, or whatever his name is, dies. Given that the Wonder Boy series go on to greatness, this is also for the best. Yes, the Adventure Island series doesn't go anywhere. Nintendo kind of dropped the ball on that one. And boo! So Higgins is, that's 2-0. I don't know, I'm not counting Captain N's vote. I don't know what Captain N's vote's saying. He's just shouting shit. And Chris Copleen says, seeing Takashi Meijin, stop giving me words I can't pronounce. Meijin is a real human being and Wonder Boy isn't. Wonder Boy has got to die. Sorry, dude. Oh, okay, so that is what Higgins is based off. Okay, I can see your logic there. But so you're saying if Wonder Boy was based off a real character, a real life person, he'd be okay. So if we base him off Donald Trump, I know he's not, but I'm just throwing it out there. Why Donald Trump? He doesn't even like Donald Trump, but hey ho, let's have some fun with this. So the answer is 2-1. Again, I'm not counting Captain N. Who should I think should die? I could be bitter and just say Wonder Boy because I don't like this game I'm going to play, but I am going to get rid of Higgins, and Higgins can die. Because I do prefer Wonder Boy's design. I do think Wonder Boy does better than Higgins. Sorry. The Adventure Island series. Do you hear anything about that? No. Do you hear about the Wonder Boy series? Yes. So I'm going to get rid of Higgins. I don't care if he's based off Takeshi, name I can't say. Takeshi's Castle. Oh, that's Takeshi. This is Takahashi. Ah, see, I said it right for Chris's party. Like, no, it's Takahashi, dickhead. No, I got it right in the end. Shut up. Shut up. It's been a long day. Leave me alone, people. Either way, you're going to be Higgins. He's getting his brain smashed in. Wonder Boy, you can go survive another day. I might just have Mr. Jeffrey Dean Morgan smash his brains in anyway. God, if I ever got to meet Jeffrey Dean Morgan, that's the dream, isn't it? If I can meet Jeffrey Dean Morgan and get him to go survive or die, that'd just be fucking awesome. If anyone can work out AI, right, AI voices to do that in a Jeffrey Dean Morgan voice, please let me know. Please reach out. At thehonestpokemontrainer@gmail.com. That would just be the tits if you could do that. Or over at Zitter. That'd just be so good. Right. I have been going on for quite a while, haven't I? Okay, let's get to what I've been up to. Finished Moving House. Fantastic. Absolutely made up with that. And yes, Hiccups and the Queen are coming home. They're landing in just over 2 hours, so I'm very happy. They had to stay an extra 2 days because of what's been going on in Dubai with the floods, and unfortunately because of the events with Israel and Iran. They had to get all diverted. Well, for those who don't know, they were attacking each other and the airspace was being avoided, and then they had the floods in Dubai. So my wife had to basically stay an extra 2 days just to get home. So she's knackered, the little one's knackered. So yeah, they are arriving. They should have been here Saturday, but they are here now, well, 2 hours, and I'm very, very, very excited to see them. You know, you think you get a 4 week break, that's going to be fantastic, but you realize your family are your crooks, your family are, you know, they're there, and I've missed them, you know, being me and Patty Boy, missed him terribly. He probably hasn't, he's probably like, what the fuck's going on, but I've missed him terribly. And I got a phone call off Hiccups on Saturday, because she was very confused because she thought she was going to be on the plane, and she was ringing me up saying, I miss you, Daddy. And that was actually really hit home. I thought, you know, the evil, horrible person in me was actually like, oh, love you too. And what else have we been up to? Well, I went to Generation Games, which was an event in Sydney. Thank you very much for the pass. I really appreciated that, guys. It was a stall, and I took Nick, who, Nick, if you can remember, he came on an episode, it was episode 4-3 for Street Fighter 2. And so he's the guy who does all the editing for some of the biggest video games that we've done, for the biggest video game trailers, and brought him along, got him a pass as well, and we had a good time. Don't ask how much I spent, because the wife wasn't there to control me. Either way, it was nice to go meet some people, see a lot of cosplayers. They had some retro games there. They had Pokemon Gold and Pokemon Yellow? No, Red on Super Game Boys and CRTs. And CRT TVs, my face is like, ah! It was knock open. It was knock open at all. And they had advertised it was going to be a Sega Saturn there. Thankfully, that didn't turn up. I was so happy. Although, we did find a Sega Saturn model set. And I was like, that's disgusting. And Nick said he's going to buy it for me. So, Nick, no, don't you freaking dare. I'll smash it right there and then. I'd literally be destroyed. I'll smash it so much it become one of those modelling pieces you get sent to you. Like, by episode, issue one, here's the back of the Saturn. Issue two, here's the front. Because I'm going to smash it up that much, it'll be a 1,000 issue set. It's just disgusting. But it was a good time. I couldn't make day two, but I went to day one, had a good time, and I'm now looking forward to the Central Coast Comic Con and Sydney Comic Con. They're coming up on the radar soon, so I'm looking forward to see if I can get invites to them as well. What have I been playing? I've been playing Bart vs. Space Mutants. No, I did not have a good time. That was a terrible idea, but I've had a bad time. And I've got a guest for that. We're lining that up at some point. Phoenix Wright, I've started playing that. That is my new poop game. And Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. So I'm still doing that. Really enjoying that. Really, really enjoying that. So yeah, that's what I've been playing. All right, I have been going on. Before we get into the main episode with Raging Demon, I give you guys the chance to give your thoughts on Wonder Boy in Monster World. Captain N says, Wonder Boy, a game for the Sega machine, and a question we ask if we see a pretty lady, and I couldn't agree more. What? Oh, Wonder Boy. I think that's what you meant. I could be going up the wrong tree here, but that's what I'm thinking. Raging Demon says, the princess is too perfect looking and reliant on Shion. Everyone knows she can fight like a savage and has a droopy eye and is a reforming princess culture into one that decries the toxic masculinity of Shion's heroism. I don't care. Mate, I don't give a shit about anything you say, Raging Demon. You could have just what blah, 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 blah. I don't care. I don't care about the princess. I don't give a rat's ass about the princess. Stick it up your arse, I don't give a shit. Making me play this stupid game. Dave McGee says, you played the wrong Wonder Boy. No, I did the wrong thing playing a Wonder Boy. Should have done Monster Land first, then Dragonstrap, then this one. No, go back to my original point. I should not have played any Wonder Boy. But I know because you're the Meth System Boy, I'm going to have to play other Monster Lands, aren't I? I'm going to have so much fun playing them with you. Woo! Thank God we only do one of, like, I try and keep a game to a series per every 25 episodes. So, for example, that's why we haven't had Final Fantasy. Try and spread it out. So we ain't getting Monster Land for at least another 6 months. Woohoo! That's great for me, isn't it? And finally, Chris Coplin says, Captain M makes a great point about how the game is a beautiful looking title for the Sega Genesis and is a nice basic Metroidvania. He didn't say that. I don't agree with any of your points though, Chris. It's not a nice looking title. It's not a nice basic Metroidvania. Again, for the fourth time today, stick it up your arse. I think that's what I say about this episode. It's shocking and I'm just in a bad mood today. Either way, let's get on with it. I've been going for over 40 minutes. That's a long time, and I've still got to edit this shit before I go out. Right, let's put some music on, shall we? And when I come back, finally, me and Mr. Raging Demon are going to be talking about Wonder Boy in Monster World for the Sega Mega Drive, which came out in Europe in April 1992. Fuck me, I'm old. Returning once more to the show is my friend the Raging Demon. How are you, buddy?
I'm excellent, Mr. Carroll. How are you?
Yeah, well, I was feeling all right. I'm not going to lie. I was feeling okay until I started playing this game. And as I sit off air...
Now you're feeling great.
Oh, no. As I sit off air, which is because we've only had a little brief chat, I said I wanted to find where you lived in Perth and come and stick this up your arse by the end of it. That was, and I know there's people already going, how the fuck can you, like, you know, want to insert a game into someone's rectum? Well, I'll tell you now, play Wonder Boy in Monster World and you'll get that sense, because Jesus, I got so angry with this game. I think when I completed it, I literally sent you a picture and went, fuck, there you go, done. It's fucking done. Get out of my life.
Yeah, but I thought that was triumph, not rage.
No, it was rage. See, this is the thing. I had Sparkster, I had Rocket Knight, and this given to me at the same time. I enjoyed Rocket Knight. I didn't enjoy this. And even Breath of Fire has been more fun than this. And Breath of Fire, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm more fun with that than I am with this.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I don't know how... My nostalgia will certainly get in the way of me being objective with this series and with this game particularly. I don't know if I find it enjoyable purely because I've played it a lot or if it's a good game. I just rate it. I think it's a great game and I just have a lot of fun playing it. And every, you know, now and then I'll go back and do a playthrough.
Look, okay. So, right. I don't want to like shit on it you completely. I was okay with it to a point. I'll make that very clear. I was okay with it at the beginning. And then eventually it just got to, no, fuck off. No. That's how I kind of felt with this game. It was okay. Because, yeah, we are reviewing Wonder Boy in Monster World. And I've never played it before. I know you said you've absolutely loved it. You've got this big nostalgia. And you've been on my arse ever since you became a regular to play this series. You're like, I want to do Monster Boy. I said, fine, Wonder Boy, fucking fine, you can do it. And I'm going to say, look, when I first played it, I was like, wow, this looks really babyish. This looks like baby's first adventure game. That's how I first started playing it, and I had that feeling, because everything looks well animated, well detailed, but just felt like babyish. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's got that sort of... I don't know how to explain but without using the word babyish, but I know what you mean. It's got a bit of a sort of over, sort of like cartoony... silly sort of the big heads are kind of like chibis and that sort of stuff, right? I can see what you mean, but it certainly is far from that. They're pretty brutally hard, all of the Wonder Boy games.
Well, yeah, there's the crux of it all. I think this thing starts off nice and cutesy. All the enemies are nice and cutesy. Like, you're going off fighting little grabs and you're fighting monkeys and just stabbing them in the face. Like, the poor monkey's doing nothing to you. You just walk in the face and just knife it. I was like, I felt a bit grim doing that, to be honest. What was the poor fucking monkey done to you? But should set the scene. Yeah, this is like, there's been a lot of these Monster World games. And basically, you come from Monster World. That's the plot. And the world's been taken over. The world of Monster World has been taken over by monsters. It's like, what the fuck? That is the actual plot. Is they live on Monster World? I was like, well, fucking move. Surely you're in the wrong star. What do you think was going to happen? What do you think in Monster World's going to happen?
Now, it does have plot twists. I mean, it is. I do like that. It is rather simple. It's literally a hero trying to save his world. There's princesses involved. It's a classic, like, fairy tale type.
No, it's not.
Simplified story.
Shut up.
Right?
A classic fairy tale has more to this than this game. This is the most ridiculous plot I've ever seen. It's like, oh, yeah, fuck it, monsters took over in Monster World. Save us. Okay, all right. And the character design, is it Shion? Is that how you pronounce his
Cheyenne,
name?
Shion.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool. His artwork looks pretty cool in the game. His artwork looks pretty good when you go on the Wikipedia and see what he looks like. But I'll make this very clear. He doesn't look like that on the box.
he's got cool sneakers.
He's like a 90s kid. He's got cool sneakers. He's got shorts on. He's got a t-shirt, a bandana. It's like, why not put actual Shion, what he's meant to look like, on the box? What the shit?
Well, all the Wonder Boy games suffer this problem. Have you actually seen the original Wonder Boy? It's nothing like this.
The Master System one.
Yes,
I've saw the box art for the Master System one, and that's even worse. That's freaking hideous. That's like someone kill it with fire right now.
Well, it's Adventure Island is a clone remake of Wonder Boy, right? So that it's basically Adventure Island. That's why this series takes a turn. It becomes a Metroidvania. It starts out a platformer and becomes a Metroidvania by the end of. And Monster World 4, which is significantly easier than this game, and you'd probably enjoy that a lot more. But But it's not my favourite one. This one is. But yeah, it's it really becomes like a serious sort of Metroidvania where you can explore and obviously get equipment and shit, you know.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like it's an element because you start off and basically you're told, right, you need to get from point A to point B. And I said, okay, fine. And you're moving so slow. Like, why am I moving so slow? This is the worst thing in the world. And then you realize when you go into a shop, you can buy some boots and then you can speed up. And you go, oh, okay. We've got that Zelda-esque feel to it where you can buy and upgrade your weapons and your boots. And your boots basically give you more speed. That's what they do. And the first set of boots makes it you can actually play the game. Because at first, it's like, oh my god, kill me now. End this now. The platforming's a joke. Everything's a joke. I'm moving at a crawl. That makes no sense, by the way, why boots affect how you run. But either way, it does in this game. Because reasons. Just...
Yeah, ridiculous. And this is the kind of game where if you don't upgrade all your gear, you're totally fucked.
Oh, if you don't have a guide, you're totally fucked. That's what this game is. And I'm not gonna lie, I tried my best to do this without a guide. But so you go forward, and I said it is very cutesy. And there were points where I was like, all right, where am I meant to go here? I was like, where the fuck am I meant to go? And it's pretty... Some of it's pretty self-explanatory, but sometimes I have no idea where I'm meant to be going here. And I was getting lost. So I had a basic guide to tell me, okay, that's the direction you're going to go. It isn't Breath of Fire, where I basically need to have the guidebook strapped to my body at all times to even know what's going on. There was some direction here I could make my way forward. And I did find that I needed to heal quite a lot, or go to the inn and rest, because enemies were doing so much damage. But maybe I was looking at it going, I'm rushing this. I'm trying to finish this game in like... Because I saw a YouTube thing. It said, oh, finish it in an hour. I was like, okay, I can fly through this then. It's not going to take me that long. Fucking what did I know? And I was trying to rush it. So, oh, God, back I go. Heal again. But you can take the enemies on. I think it's more like you just got to learn the pattern, learn it, just fight them one by one, and you should be okay. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can only... I was going to say, you can only beat this in an hour if you know exactly what to do. I've played this through to completion probably 4 or 5 times, and there's no way I can beat this in a fucking hour.
Well, I didn't know that at the time, did I? I don't when I look at these things for a rough how long it's going to take, I don't think, all right, that's a 1 hour perfect run. I didn't know that, and I can make it very clear. I wish you'd warn me, because this did not take me an hour. This took me more time than I am happy to admit on this show.
You know what? I got this with my Mega Drive, right? This is one of the first game I got. Right?
Well, your parents hate you. Your parents clearly hated you.
And we could, like, me and my brother were very young at the time. I think it would have been 92 or something we got this, right? Mm. We would make breakthroughs and then go back to the game. So, like, we would, like, play this game for a fucking day, try to figure it out, get stuck, give up, no guides or nothing back then. And then we'd meet someone who's gotten a little bit further. They'd tell us one of the kids at school or their older brother would have figured something out. And then we'd get a little bit further and then come back to it and a little bit further. It doesn't handhold that much, no. Right?
Oh, it does
and
not.
And there's a lot of... It's typical Wonder Boy. If you've played Wonder Boy in Monster Land or Wonder Boy 3, you'll know to just look for random doors in the middle of nowhere and shit like that. But if you've never played this before...
The random doors? Right, again, this is why I needed a guide. You can go through doors in this game. So, like, to get into an inn, to get into buildings, you have to go through a door, which I thought was, like, quite a cool mechanic. A bit annoying to up, down, down, down. Oh, right, fine, I'm in. But then there's random doors at random points of them as you're walking around the stage. When, how the absolute F did you know this without a book? I'm sorry, it's bullshit. And there's ones in water as well. I'm like, are you taking the piss? It's in water?
It's like Metroid with shooting walls, right? You just got to keep shooting shit till something blows up, right? It's like Wonder Boy, you just got to keep pressing up until there's a door.
At least, don't. I cannot believe you've just compared that shite mechanic to freaking Metroid. At least Metroid...
Oh, this is way better than Metroid.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. At least shooting, I can shoot things and it's quite good fun. I can go, okay, I'm aiming. Right, within 10 seconds, I've shot everything here. To go through every single pixel on that freaking map to see if a door opens. Absolutely do one. No, you dare compare that to Metroid. I'm disappointed.
They ain't small maps either.
No, they're not small maps. They are not at all. So I'm very disappointed in you. I never thought I'd get this angry over it so early. But here we go. This is ridiculous. And I was like watching. I was like, oh my God, how does anybody find these things? They are like in the middle of nowhere. Absolutely. There's one point in the story that actually tells you, oh, you need to go between these palm trees. Gives you the clue. Okay, that's great. Thank you for giving me the clue. I worked it out. I did it. I felt quite proud of myself. It was probably for a 10-year-old, but I don't care. But that's fine. Everything else, stick it up your arse. No chance were you getting it. No chance.
I never beat this when I was really young, right? I remember I was about 15 at the time, and I burnt my hand at work, so I'd had some time off work. Because I was working sort of part-time and that was chewing up most of my spare time, back then. And I remember going, you know what, fuck that game. And I went and got it out of the cupboard because we'd moved on. We're fucking PlayStation 2 and shit by then.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone and got the Mega Drive out the cupboard and fucking set it up and and that's when I got through this game for the first time.
What was the moment in your sitting in your bed?
I don't know.
Because you just burnt your hand. Fuck it. Like, I hate life at the moment. Life's shit. Fuck you, Monster World. Fuck you. I'm going back.
I don't know why I thought of. Maybe someone brought it up. Maybe I saw it. Saw something that reminded me of it. And I was like, you know what? I never did finish that game. Fuck that game. I'm going to finish it.
Fuck that game.
You remember those guides, those text file guides?
Oh, God, yeah.
And I remember using one of them because, to be honest, if you don't get to that final boss with decent armor and most of the heart containers, you're kind of fucked. Right?
No, not with decent armor and most... No, no, all the good armor.
The legendary armor, yeah. And the sword and the boots.
And all the hearts. You need all of it. Absolutely. I only beat that final boss on literally the last swing. And that was like the 50th go at it, so we can absolutely do one. And there was a lot of hearts in this thing to get. So many extra hearts. It's like it's stupid. And then what's stupid about it is it starts off with 3, and it does a link basically every heart container, you get an extra one. But then it starts doubling up because it realizes, oh shit, we haven't got enough space, let's double up. But it leaves you like, it doubles up every single one apart from 3. It's like, why not just double up the rest of them? Why not just make it look...
Yeah, it's got 14. Why not just have like 18?
Yeah, do I want to have 18? Why am I a little bit better? No. This is too much. Shut up. It's ridiculous. And these hearts, I mean, apps, some of them you'll just naturally find throughout the game, right? You'll beat the final boss, and you'll go on your adventure, and you'll with a little bit of exploring, you can find it. But so many of this shit is hidden through random bollocks, and you just go, okay, I need these hearts, because you are right, Raging. If you do not have the final, the best, you say average, I say the best. You are not beating the final boss. It's just not happening. It's a joke. You can have all the magic you want, and you're not doing this thing. It's annoying.
And an elixir.
And an elixir. And a high potion.
to basically get a do-over on your heart. Yeah, it's It's pretty fucking hard. I remember back the first time I got through it, I had to, there's another shop, like the secret shop back in Purapil, that first village you're at, where you can upgrade your magic. And I basically upgraded the fuck out of all my magic and just used lightning and shit on the boss.
What does the upgraded magic do? Just give you more of it?
I just give you more of them, right? So you can use the lightning's probably the best one because it hits them no matter where they are. And that's basically how I was handling it, you know, to get through it. So I had all the heart containers. I had the legendary armor because you get it in that castle.
Yeah.
And then I went and got those fucking stupidly expensive charm stones because you got to use them to buy extra shit. And yeah, there's a shop in Purapril, another one that you get near the end game. And that's how I upgraded all my magic. But I can do it now without that. But
Can you now? Oh, look at you. Ooh.
No, but it's like you said, mate. It's fucking every heart container is precious.
Yes. And we should make this. We'll go on. This is the final boss, right? I don't even jump to that bit, but...
Where you think you've done the final boss.
When you fall. See, before then, right, it's an okay game, right? It kind of follows a simple path. You go to a town, you basically get a little partner, you go do a dungeon, and then you fight the boss. That's pretty much how it goes for the majority of the game, right? And it's not too bad. It's a nice simple pace. Nothing too drastic, nothing too chaotic. Your little helpers just do whatever they want sometimes. Like, you get a fairy, a dwarf.
They're not a lot of help.
They're not. The dragon is. A little Grim Reaper. A little Grim Reaper's quite cool, seeing him, this little thing walking around with it. And the baby dragon's cool because he actually does shit. He actually goes on the attack, right? But the others are just useless. And you go basically different themed dungeons, so like a rock dungeon, an ice dungeon, and then you'll fight the boss. And the bosses, at first, you're like, it's the usual sort of trial and error thing. You figure out the pattern, you figure out, okay, this is how they can work. And then once you figure that out, it's actually the piss easy once you figure out the patterns. Now, it's the difficulty really starts out of nowhere. The difficulty ramps up just ridiculously when you get to the ice temple, I thought.
Oh, platforming on that ice is fucked.
Because platforming is absolute fucked. And the enemies basically are just waiting for you. And they can move like these, like, I don't know, abominable snowman people. They can hit you hard and they will come out of nowhere. And the other thing I'd ever mentioned about the enemies, is that you can kill them, okay, once you get them the pattern sorted. But they'll respawn pretty quick. And they'll respawn twice before, like, the room is cleared until you go in and out and the back again. And that ice temple can absolutely eat a dick. That is where you're like, no, this isn't fun anymore. The boss is fine. The boss is easy. But once you get to that, you know, they're trying to dodge these abominable snowmans with spikes, like, this is just not fun. I'm just not having any fun at all. This is shit.
That for me was, you know, if you think finding your way around the water part to get to Neptune's a fucking pain in the ass. That ice shit is the worst. That is the worst. You know? I fucking hated that platform. And like you said, the boss is rather easy. It's not the boss. It's the fucking getting to the boss.
It's getting to the boss is an absolute pain in the ass. Now, I am happy to admit this. I don't care. I use save states. But God forsake anybody who didn't use save states and just had, like, the continue system. Jesus Christ. Basically, you die, game over. It goes back to your save point. Woof. Gee, because... That's the annoying thing, is like, it can take you a while to get there, to get back to that point again. And I was like, gee, oh, that would piss me right off. That would piss me off so much.
And there is fast travel.
Yeah, there's fast travel, which I actually will give this game. Like, once you beat a dungeon, you can fast travel between all the different worlds, essentially, pretty quick. That was good. I like that. You can have a point for that one. Because most games have you backtracking, like Shantae, when I played that game. Until you get all the spells. That has you fast traveling. It's a pain in the arse to get from what point A to point Z. It's just a dick. But here was quite good. So I like that. But getting to these bosses, as I said, they were easy, okay, until the ice temple. And then it just got so stupid. I was like, this isn't even fun. It was just annoying. And then the next few dungeon areas were okay. They were all okay until... And the next one was the dragon. Dragon boss, easy. Cool design. Really liked its design. It's the one of the main credits. But then you got to the boss, which was like... It started off with like a robot squirrel. I was like, okay, fine. And then you kill that. And all of a sudden, its head falls off. Like, ah, All right. And another head pops up, and you're like, for fuck's sake. And then the squirrel's head gets up and starts floating around shooting. You're like, oh, for bloody hell's sake. And then you knock the next
now
head off.
Now that is a...
It's a dick. What is it?
I was going to say, there's heaps of little Easter eggs and references to the previous games. That head falling off thing is from Wonder Boy, the original Wonder Boy. When you would throw the axe and you'd hit the boss, after you beat it, the head would fall off and then you'd fight that boss next time, right? So that's a kind of like homage to the original Wonder Boy.
Homage to that one, okay.
And so is the dragon. The dragon has the music from Dragon's Trap. Right, so there's a lot of little things like that. If you've played the other games, you'll go, oh, it still doesn't make it more fun though. Like,
no,
it's still fucking hard.
You could have given me an Easter egg like that, and I wouldn't have cared. I would have said, well, stick that up your arse. I'm not arsed. Because this squirrel thing, right? Eventually, the squirrel gets up and it's attacking you, and then you've got to knock the other one's head off, and then that starts attacking you, and a third one. And it's not until you beat three heads, basically, that the boss is over. And that boss is insanely difficult as well. Like, you are taking the piss, because this is where I got really annoyed. I was already annoyed with the mechanic, but I kind of got over it. Was that when you take hit, when you get hit, you know, most games you have like an invincibility frame for like maybe a split second or half or whatever. This game is so annoying because if you get hit, you get a real big knockback. And you really get knocked back and actually can be pushed. So if there's a boulder, the enemy will push you back. Like, its momentum will take you back and you can get stuck in the corner and there's nothing you can do about it. And it's like, this is shit. So on the front box, you're fighting those two big head things. Their boulder could push you into someone else's mouth and you're like, well, this is shit. This is annoying. I'm dead. Screw this.
Yeah, and if you think, I think it's Castlevania people really criticize the knockback. I haven't played Castlevania much, but I know the knockback's nowhere near as bad as this. That knockback, especially in, like you said, in some of the bosses, you're kind of fucked until their pattern changes.
Yeah.
And you just keep losing hearts.
Yeah, you just keep losing hearts, and that's the thing. And literally, if you can't do anything, because if you try and, especially the squirrel boss, you try and jump, you get hit straight away. Something will hit you, and then that's it. You can't attack, and you're just stuck in this animation. You're like, this is ridiculous. And eventually, like, that boss and the final boss were literally just dumb luck. And that's what kind of annoyed me more than anything, because you essentially, I did that one, then you get to the final boss, and you have to do a boss rush, which was stupid, because I thought, well, the bosses are all easy now, because you've got the best equipment, so just take me to the final boss. But you go to space, again, which makes no sense whatsoever.
I love this.
Why you go to space, and the final boss is this giant robot thing. And it makes no sense whatsoever, right? And I'm going to get onto something else, which is ridiculously stupid. If you fight the final boss, and then it works out, it's basically this cool, let's look at a giant ball. Imagine like a Pokeball. That's the best way we're going to describe this, right? So you start smacking the Pokeball whilst this basically little cannon comes from the top and starts firing at you, but you can get rid of that instantly with a lightning, so you can feel free to smack away at the Pokeball. And once you destroy that, which you should be able to do without getting hit, then the ultimate level of bullshit begins. You have to agree with me, it is. A travelator starts, or conveyor belt, which sends you left and right, along with a saw that's going left and right. Then two of these things come at you, and it's like, this is shit. And there's no discernible pattern. It is absolute dumb luck if you do that. Absolute dumb luck.
Yeah, well, you have to try and hit the boss and avoid the table saw at the same fucking time.
And you have to avoid the two things firing at you. Yes, you can use...
Yep. Oh, yes, and the laser beam thing you're shooting at. Yep.
You can use your lightning to get rid of them, but they'll come back again like within a few seconds. But the problem is that you want to try and jump forward. You can't, because the escalator belt's sending you left. And then, okay, now it's moving forwards, but then you hit one of the bloody little laser things, so you go back again. Oh, there's a saw there. The saw will now move you into the corner. And then you try and hit the boss, and if you don't hit it exactly hit, perfect. You get hit by that, and that's just sitting there doing nothing. Just touching it, that's enough. I fucking tried so many times with that boss. I was so angry. I went, this is the ultimate bullshit boss I've ever played. If I do a list of bullshit bosses, that is number one. Spoiler. It really is.
Well, look, I mean, the general tactic is just to go in well-armed with all the heart containers and basically just eat shit with bounce back and attack the boss and hope that you win.
Yeah, and that's not a good boss. Hope you win. Hope you win is not a good boss, right? That's not a good boss strategy. That's a terrible strategy. I've played all some of these hardest games, but literally what we're releasing on DLC is the hardest games I've ever played, right? And some of those games are balls hard, but you figure out the pattern and your timing has to be perfect, but in no way was it unfair or cruel. This is cruel and unfair. That's why I hated it. That's why I went, this game is just dumb luck now. There's no skill to this whatsoever. It's just dumb freaking luck.
Yeah, look, and it's reasonably okay until then, right? It's that last castle's kind of fucked because it's like a gauntlet with all the previous bosses kind of shit. And then, or the heads coming off, and then it turns out, you know, spoiler alert, turns out to not even be the fucking boss.
Yeah.
And then, and I love how you, and then you go to space, like you're completely surprised.
And then you just go to space. It's like, why are we going to space? I don't know. Reasons.
I just love that about the Wonder Boy series, though, because it's always like that in Wonder Boy.
What? Bullshit.
Yeah, every game, except for the original. Like, it's for whatever reason, it's aliens.
It makes no sense to me. And some of the characters you meet, like, so once you beat the squirrel robot thing, right, the prince is apparently in there, and he goes, oh, yeah, cheers for saving me. And then you go fight the final boss, and you get, and you know, you're meant to, you get your ass whooped. And he comes and goes, you're meant to be the hero? You're rubbish. Look what I can do. And then basically does something so you can now hit it, and then goes, yeah, you're crap, and then just dies. I went, what was the point of that? What was he slags me off and then just dies? I went, okay, cheers, mate.
You stay humble, you know?
Yeah, stay humble. And there's a princess in this game who just wants to marry her. Again, it's a Dragon Quest scenario. You don't do anything. You don't even talk to her, but she's like, I want to marry you. I'll be here for you. Where are these women that are just waiting there? You don't do anything and they want to marry you. Do you know how much whining and dining I had to do with my wife before she'd marry me? Plenty.
And then she's like, please don't go. And you're like, I kind of have to, or we're all fucked.
Yeah, we're all fucked. Imagine if you just said, okay, I'll stay here.
Actually, upon reflection, I think I'd rather stay here.
Yeah, and game ends. Da, 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 credits over. That'd be great. That'd be an absolutely fantastic thing to do. Now, I should say there are other things with this that we have mentioned briefly. That there is an item section. You get magic and potions, and the magic is quite cool. You get like a fire spell, like a lightning spell, an earth spell. There's one called Power, which is just freaking ridiculous. You only use for the bosses. And basically, your attack goes through the roof. And you can make any boss your bitch the moment you use that. But it's like limited, like a timer. So you're like, quick, I've got like 5 seconds to hit you with this. And you're dead. And you just annihilate. Even the final boss will crumple with a hit. But it's getting
you hit him.
If you can hit him, there's the problem. It's like, you use your power. It's like, right, now is my time. No, I can't even get to him. I can't even get to him. He's like looking at me going, fucker. And I can't even go. He's like literally, I'm like, ugh. It's like,
do you know what I never thought to try? Is to use the spear with the power.
Maybe.
On the final boss.
Maybe you get more reach. Maybe you get more reach. Yeah, so what? Yeah, you get a spear. You can either use a sword or a spear. I like the spears. I thought they were quite cool because you could do up an attack and you do like the spinning. Doof, 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 doof. I was like, that's cool. That's cool. I like that. I did like that element. But there was just so much of it where, you know, again, I was going to give this game an okay. I was going to always criticize it about the doors. But I was going to give this game an okay until we got to the Ice Temple. And then the game just went into, I'm going to wreck your shit mode. And how the hell did the developers think when they were making this? Right, we're going to make it basically what could be considered baby's first adventure Metroidvania-esque game. But then about halfway to three quarters in the game, we're going to make it absolutely impossible. Like, who thought that was a good idea?
Well, and you know what? I don't even reckon this is the hardest one. It's one of the hardest ones. Yeah. But number 3 and number 4 are much more enjoyable if you don't want to. If you're not after a fucking Battletoads fucking experience.
Don't want a Battletoads experience. Yeah, that's how I kind of feel. Again, I don't mind hard games, but make them fair. Don't give me bullshit, and this is what this game gives you, is the bullshit, and I just don't like it, because it just, again, the battle feels more like luck than anything, and that's not enjoyable. The first few boss fights felt like, okay, there is strategy to this, there's no luck. Well, there could be, but essentially, if you want to do it well, you can just, okay, I figured out the pattern, here we go. But the last two bosses were just silly. And you know what just reminded me, actually? Right, you know, we said it becomes a platform, it's a platformer. There's a point, and I think it's like the second to last castle, where you fight this, like, dragon-y thing, and then you go up a rope, and then you've got to do these, like, really precise jumps, right? For, like, a minute, you've got to basically jump from... You'd say you jump on counter A, the moment you touch it, it's basically, like, half a second, and then it will piss off to its next location. So you've got to automatically jump to platform B, and then platform A to platform B to platform A to platform B as they're moving round, right? You've got literally half a second to jump, and it's got to be precise, because if you don't, you go all the way back down and you got to fight that monster again, and that is ridiculous. It's that shit got old. You're laughing your head off because you know exactly what bullshit this is. I've said that the devil is going to come up, the amount of times I've said bullshit. The devil is going to come up, like in South Park. I'm going to have a little counter on the end. Someone who's listening, let me know how many times I've said that word in this game, because that's what this game is. And that jump, I swear to God, is the ultimate epitome of it, because you are literally, oh, I'm down again. Oh, I've got to fight that boss again. Oh, I'm trying again. Oh, I'm down. It's like, there's no sense of, you missed the frame by a little bit, we're okay. No, straight back down, you go, do it again. It's like, are you joking? And there's even a bit where you can basically, if you don't jump hard enough, when platform B respawns, it respawns right under you and pisses off up and you can't even do anything. I was like, who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, that's a three go minimum, that one, I think.
Oh, like, three go minimum. Is that all it takes?
Yeah,
it
was minimum.
Again.
Well, don't forget, I've played this a lot of times before, and it still takes me several goes.
I was in the shitter, literally playing this. My boss was probably thinking, where the fuck was I? As I'm trying to do this boss, and this poo is being dragged out. I am finishing this. I am not leaving until I've done this platform construction. You know what? I got so angry with the bouncer. So angry with how pathetically crap the bouncer is. This is getting me more worked up than the bouncer is.
This is what I'm getting at. This game is tough, and there is fucking heaps of bullshit in it. It's very cheap, it's very unfair, but I mean, it takes a lot of playthroughs and a lot of nostalgia to see past some of that.
Much nostalgia. Your nostalgia glasses must be so thick. It is absolutely insane. Like, literally, nothing is getting through that nostalgia bubble. Like, I could be smacking you in the face with this game and say how bad it is, and you'll be still like, no, it's the greatest game of all time.
It's a good game.
Shut up.
Whoa. Let's not get too crazy.
it's not the greatest game of all time. But it would have been fine until the Ice Temple. Or if the Ice Temple had been the final-esque world, I wouldn't have had a problem with that. I really wouldn't have had a problem, but it just got old pretty quick. And do you know what annoyed me about that boss gauntlet? I was really expecting this is going to be a nightmare, right? So you fight a boss, and you can beat it really easily now because it's got the same health it had with your secret or special equipment.
Better weapons and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably to show you, I understand what the reasoning is, to show you how far you've come since the beginning. But then every enemy you face after that gives you health. So it's like, it's not really a boss gauntlet. It's just easy. It's just give me the final boss. Just let me. Why are you taking me down memory lane? I don't want to do that.
Well, you know what? On Wonder Boy Monster Land, they do. You know that castle you're in?
Mm-hmm.
The typical gimmick of those castles is if you don't change your pattern, you keep it keeps repeating, right? And then when you see a new enemy, you know you're on the right track.
Mm.
Right? Now, on Wonder Boy Monster Land, they do that with bosses from previous bosses. So you have to beat all these previous bosses. Again, you've got more powerful sword and everything like that. And if you don't, you're totally fucked and you might as well start again. But because that's an arcade game. So you have very few opportunities. You can't just explore because you've got a timer.
Right.
But in this one, at least you can explore, right? Because every time your hourglass flips over in the previous one, you lose health.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's actually in Dragon's Trap. They add that in as a sort of as an extreme mode. But yeah. So you can't really be fucking around. And if you've got to keep fighting the same bosses again and again and you forget the pattern or you don't know where to go, that can be pretty infuriating.
Yeah. Actually, you mentioned the maze thing. Yeah, this game has mazes. So if you don't know where you're going, you could literally go through the same... You think, oh, I'm going the right way. No, you're not. Until you start seeing new enemies that you haven't encountered, you are on the wrong path. Like, change your direction. And that's annoying as shit, because the game doesn't really give you that advice that that's going to happen. It's like, it is literally like, oh, okay, we're facing a maze now. Oh, which way do we go? Not that way. Oh, fourth time again. Oh, I'm back to right at the start of the whole freaking level. It's like, this is just no... Just no.
Again, I suppose to jump straight into this without the other two, it doesn't give you that training. It's a bit like playing Sonic and then just everything killing you and you know, and coming out of nowhere and you're just like, well, spikes come up on the floor. Like, if you think things are going well, you've got to expect enemies or a slowdown or spikes or something.
Don't compare this to Sonic. Sonic is an absolute joy compared to this. Sonic is a lovely day in the park. This could have been a nice, lovely day, family fun adventure, but it got ruined. And now it's just hell on earth. And I probably would have left my family at the park and said, I'm off to the pub. See you later. I honestly feel sorry for you as a child and your brother. Because your parents must have really hated you buying this game. Because you said you didn't finish it, which must have been so crushing.
We got close to the end, but we always got fucked at that ice level or getting the castle and you just can't get past it.
Yeah. See, my dad bought me Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, Shinobi. Had a great time. Really good fun.
This is better than Golden Axe.
Whoa. No, it's not. No, it's not. Golden Axe. Yeah, that has its flaws. Don't get me wrong. Golden Axe is fun as shit. I love Golden Axe. Don't you dare besmirch that. Don't you dare. Don't get... Oh, how dare you? That's disgusting. Golden Axe is awesome.
You seriously... There's way more replay value in this game than Golden Axe.
No, because I can go finish Golden Axe in 10 minutes and still go, do you know what? I got 40 quid's worth out of that and had a great time. This, no chance. Absolute no chance. I just know Golden Axe is fun. Music's better. Characters are better. Although it has the same problem that they don't look like they do on the box. No chance. But you get to kick little thieves. You don't get to do that in Monster Land. That's all nice and cutesy. The bosses are cooler, apart from the dragon. The dragon's quite cool. You get to ride a dragon. You get to ride a dragon. And there's no space bollocks. We're going to have problems if you genuinely think...
But that space boss is awesome.
Yeah, the space boss is not awesome. Space boss is stupid. The idea is stupid.
I think you probably...
Was there even an end credits, by the way? Because I just seemed to warp down and then got the credits and I pressed start and it went, say again. Is that it? Is that the end credits?
They usually do all the monsters and stuff and list them instead. Yeah.
I literally...
And show all the previous bosses.
So I literally warped down... Then it brought the staff credit, so I thought, press start, went to the title screen, it went, you are taking the piss. That's why when I sent a picture to the Patreon, to the Discord, it was just literally the staff credits, so press start, done. It's like, you are all that effort, and I just get the staff credits, there must be more to that. And if that, I was about to literally, I just finished my lunch at work, I was about to throw my Vita into the bin, I was like, no, go away, I've had enough of you. Just, no, don't want to talk to you anymore. You're annoying me.
Now, I know this might be a tough sell given how you're reacting to this game, but you should still try the Dragon's Trap and Monster World 4. Monster World 4 is far more linear and far more forgiving.
Well,
this is still my favourite one.
This might be a tough sell. How about go jump off a cliff? How about that? Is that a tough sell? Go give that a go. See how that one works out. You probably have as much fun as I did playing this game.
Well, it's always, you know, it's rewarding because it's hard.
No, you it's know, not rewarding.
You can't tell me.
It's not rewarding. It's not.
You can't tell me this is not hard. This is harder than, like, The Lion King.
The Lion King at least had set rules. The Lion King told me this is what happens. This is how you fuck up. And it's not, again, full of bullshit, of just randomness and absolute sense of no sod this. At least The Lion King had clear things of get good. This was get lucky and hope to God. Hope that any God that you believe in is on your side that day. That's what those last two bosses are. And that's not a good game. And you've even said, just hope. And that's not good if you have ultimate nostalgia glasses, you know, thick beer bottles on your head, and even you're saying hope. That's not good. I'm going to have people in this chat who are basically going,
well, look, to be honest, if you have all of those things, I do love this game. If you have all the equipment and all the hearts, you'll beat that boss more often than not.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, even more getting often hit than not. Time.
If you get the lightning, I mean, of course, you got to have an elixir too. You got to have fucking 28 hearts.
It's not even 28.
You don't get them all back, do you?
It's not even 28 because you got your 14. You use a high potion right before you're about to die. So it's basically 27 and a bit. And then you die. And then you get like 8 back. So it's over 30 hearts. And that's still not enough. And I literally did it on the last breath. So don't tell me you... And that was like literally, honestly, the 30th odd go I had at that boss during my lunch. It's just not fun, no. And again, people are going to be screaming at me going, we'll just get good. Well, go jump off that cliff. Literally, that's
I think
it.
The learning... I think you thought the learning curve on this game would be a lot less steep than it was.
It's not a learning curve! Stop saying it's got a learning curve! It hasn't. I was fine with it. I got through. It's just stupid bullshit mechanics. That's not a learning curve. Again, Ice Blade Sparkster, that's a learning curve. Sparkster is a learning curve. I'm losing my voice getting so angry. That's a learning curve. That's a game where you practice and you'll enjoy the game. This is just stupid. Stupid. You're stupid for bringing this to my attention.
Oh, look, I'm disappointed in your reaction to this game.
You know? Oh, are you?
Yeah, I am. You didn't get good enough to beat that final boss with only one or two leftover heart containers. You did it on your very last swing, which just shows it's good balance. The fact that you had exactly what you needed to beat the boss and no more. Look, I can't justify all the janky bullshit with the bosses. I just know I love 90% of the game, and that last bit is some bullshit. I know that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It took you 42 minutes to admit that. 42 minutes.
And it's quite entertaining seeing how much rage it's brought out. Can you imagine being like 10 years old and having no fucking idea?
No, could you imagine a 10-year-old buying this game going, look at this, it looks so much fun, and literally getting through most of the game, how, I don't know, because you need a walkthrough, and then all of a sudden the world just ends on them. Like, the idea that if someone says, oh, let's make a list of what I might do for a 24-hour charity stream, this game isn't going on, or maybe it might go on just to go, right, save state, just to see how ridiculous this is. And if anyone wants, just cheat. Find a way to cheat and just see the final level. If you're not, or even just go on YouTube and just see the ridiculousness of the last boss of this game and the amount of shite you have to deal with, and go and come back to me and go, that's actually a fair challenge. I think I can really do that in one go. And there'll be people on, again, on YouTube who go, oh yeah, it's easy, I can do it, watch. Fucking comments.
I tell you what though, the save states. There's no shame in safe stating this game, that's for sure. When I replayed it recently, I was like, you know what? I've got nothing to prove here. I'm just going to save state.
Good. good. I'm glad you admit that, because I've got nothing to prove to anyone of these days. There's no one like, when I was a kid, yeah, you have to prove it to everyone. Now as an adult, I've got nothing to prove. I don't care. I don't seek your validation. Did I finish a video game? I just finished it. As long as I finish it, that's enough for me. Don't give me this, oh, the rules, the arbiters of truth. Sod that. As long as it's finished, it's done. I've taken my photo as proof. Gone. Next. Next. And I swear to God, you better give me a better game than this. He'll be like, oh, next time it's going to be Monster Hunter 6.123, when it's just absolute more carnage for me to get angry about. So just,
nah, you'd have an easier time with Wonder Boy 3 and with Monster World 4. This one, I tell you what, Monster Land is easy if you know where everything is. Monster World is just hard. It's just straight up hard.
Straight up stupid. That's what I'm saying. Stupid. This is now getting the first ever stupid award on this show. It's stupid, right? I'm not even giving that to the bouncer. This is getting... The bouncer could have got that for its plot and acting, but this is getting the award just for stupid, okay? So if it's going to be an award ceremony, stupid award, this is already up there for a contention of winning the whole bloody thing, because it really is... Jesus Christ.
It's a testament to its legacy that you've got an award created just for it.
It's going to appear on the Wikipedia. I'm going to add it to the Wikipedia. Literally won the stupid award, the Retro Awards stupid award. Imagine that. We'll quote it as well and leave it on. Wouldn't that be my claim to fame if I could put the Retro Awards stupid award and it stayed up there?
On the Wikipedia page?
On the Wikipedia page. That'd be incredible. And I reference it in everything. I proper put a sauce. That'd be class.
Well, let's see. Like you said, it goes well until that severe difficulty spike. Let's see if you can say something nice about it. Do you know what? I think the actual graphics and the music is pretty brilliant on this game, to be honest.
Music's good. Does what
music's really good. Yep. The magic and the sort of Metroidvania elements of it are quite creative for the time. The fast travel.
Yeah,
can you imagine if this didn't have a save? This is one of the first, if not the first, Mega Drive game with a save.
Yeah,
that I can think of.
It wouldn't have been fun without a save. No chance. It would have been horrendous.
No chance. But I don't think any others had a save at that point.
Not that I can think of.
I remember renting. Was it renting? No, a friend of mine rented this and then swapped out the cartridge and I noticed my fucking save was gone. Yeah. But, because I'd made more progress. So I'm not entirely sure if my copy I've got...
Is even yours.
Storage is even mine or the video shop's. Dun, dun,
dun. So if you have rented a copy, let me know.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter now because obviously, like I said, I went back to it as a teenager and went, you know what? Fuck this game. I'm going to walk through. I'm going to get through this.
I love that. Fuck this game.
I did because I was able to beat this is the thing. I was able to beat Wonder Boy 3 when I was that young. I was able to beat that and it just frustrated me that I couldn't beat this one.
Yeah.
You know, so going back to it was, but like you said, there's some shit that's completely busted, and they I played Monster World 4 for the first time last week because that was a Japan only one and it got translated recently for the Wonder Boy collection or whatever, and they made a remaster of it a couple of years ago as well.
Yeah, right, okay.
And that one, they've addressed a lot of this, right? It's significantly easier and more linear, which I didn't like it being more linear. I still wanted it to be explore, you know, figure shit out, you know. But yeah, I mean, to me, like, most of this game is actually really creative and it is a really solid, like, action sort of platform Metroidvania style, you know, game for its time, you know, like,
yeah.
If you made this now, you'd be like, yeah, the rage would be real, man. Because the boss... There are people, though. I've seen on YouTube, there are people who can beat the boss without taking a fucking hit.
Well, they have no soul.
And they're machines. They're clearly... They're clearly like the fucking bosses in this game, and they're aliens or machines or something.
I'm going to have to watch that immediately, literally, and then cry.
Literally. Yeah, and I have no idea if it's real or not, or if it's a... You know what I mean? It's one of those boss fights. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's so difficult. Even if someone lost half their hearts, you'd be, wow, bravo, good shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but if you're going to... I was going to say, if you're going to score this out of 10, what are we giving it?
Right. I'd probably give this a 6 or a 7. You know, like, I understand that I enjoy it more because I know it better, right?
Yeah.
I know what to expect. I know you can make the boss significantly easier with extra magic. But mining the money for the charm stones to get that magic is fucking brutal.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Now,
and you're going to give it a fucking 2, I betcha.
Yeah, you are right. It's getting a 2. It's getting a 2. 2 out of 10. I wouldn't have given it a 2. I would have given it like a 5 up until the end. Because it was still, you know, babyish and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm not going to rage anymore. But yeah, 2. That's probably a safe bet for me. Yeah, I can go on and on. But yeah, if you like it, let me know. If people like it, give me a think. See what you think and go from there.
You'd be surprised, Danny.
Shut up.
You'd be surprised how many people... This got a bit of a cult-like following. Well, the operative word there, cult.
The cult is coming after me. But sir, I'm now going to have to relax a little bit because you've annoyed me to fuck. And I need to go chill out. So you get off my show. I'm going to bed and I'm going to cry myself to sleep. That's what's going to happen right now.
Right, and we'll do this again for 3 or 4 or Monsterland or something. Because I know you're sold on this series now. You're in.
Shut up. Shut right up. All right, I'll speak to you soon then, Sunshine.
It's been a pleasure, mate.
Right.
I love seeing you get wound up by it too.
Get off.
Take it easy, mate.
And that was episode 113 of Wonder Boy in Monster World for Mega Drive. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you had a really good time. Thanks once again, Raging Demon. You are a hero-ish. You're probably more a hero of the guy Wonder Boy, whatever his bloody name is. I don't care. But until then, you all take care of yourselves, and I'll see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.